You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For less than $20,000.
That's Jack Neurath, a market analyst for Kelley Blue Book. The categories for the Best Buy Awards covered every car size, from small to SUV, trucks, and minivans. The awards are designed to provide service to new car buyers by identifying the best of all available 2016 model year vehicles. Kelley Blue Book market analyst Jack Neurath says the goal of the Best Buy program is to identify vehicle choices that could be best for consumers.
We look at what folks would typically look at for vehicles in a particular segment. Thus, if we're looking at full-size SUV segment, we look at kind of different criteria than what you would look for in terms of sports car or you would look for in terms of a small sedan.
He says one of the big features that gave the 2016 Honda Civic the award for overall Best Buy is its interior.
Interior is terrific. You're not going to hear the word terrific in small car interior. It really is a revelation among small cars. We think it takes the small car category to a new level, really.
More information is available at KBB.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At the highest level, advancements in vision care, including contact lenses, are available to everyone.
On game day, vision is everything. Before the ball is even snapped, you're looking at what coverages are out there. You're looking at your quarterback in case he sends a signal your way to change a route, to change play. Alcon Daily Total One contact lenses have just been great. I mean, I've tried a ton of other contact lenses, obviously, in the past. But with these, I don't even feel them in my eyes. For me, playing football with these new contact lenses and allowing me to be at the height of my performance.
You don't have to be Victor Cruz to take advantage of breakthrough contact lens technology. Learn more about Daily Total One contact lenses at www.dailies.com. Ask your eye doctor for complete wear, care, and safety information.
The Republican campaign field has narrowed. Here's USA Senior Correspondent Jason Burt.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham announced the end of his presidential campaign for 2016. Graham said he now feels confident the Republican Party will stop supporting President Obama's plans.
I'm far more confident today that our party will reject the Obama doctrine of leading from behind and will provide the strong leadership America needs to restore our military, take the fight to our enemies, and do what it takes to make our country safe and preserve our way of life.
Graham thanked his supporters. He told them they could be proud of the campaign. I'm Jason Wirt.
This first full day of winter feels more like the first full day of fall for millions of Americans. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s across the eastern half of the country today. Forecasters say dozens, if not hundreds, of record high temperatures will be set this week. Officials at SeaWorld are trying to learn why a killer whale has died. The 18-year-old whale had been ill for several months at SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas. The 4,600-pound orca died yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at ExxonMobil from starting at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
It's on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yeah.
Points.
Oh, right.
Are you ready for
the Macy's?
Zingers?
Yeah, merit points.
Oh.
ExxonMobil, the only fuel brand that's part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kelley Blue Book is out with its Best Buy Awards for 2016. The vehicle valuation and information source is naming the 2016 Honda Civic its overall best buy of 2016, along with other winners in 12 major vehicle categories.
It looks great on the outside. Fuel economy is really good. Performance does not suffer at all. In fact, it's really fun to drive. So it's just a wonderful combination in a vehicle that can be had for less than $20,000.
That's Jack Neerad, a market analyst for Kelley Blue Book. The categories for Best Buy Awards covered every car size, from small to SUV, trucks, and minivans. The awards are designed to provide service to new car buyers by identifying the best of all available 2016 model year vehicles. Kelley Blue Book market analyst Jack Neerad says the goal of the Best Buy program is to identify vehicle choices that could be best for our consumers.
We look at what folks would typically look at for vehicles in a particular segment. Thus, if we're looking at full-size SUV segment, we look at kind of different criteria than what you would look for in terms of sports car or you would look for in terms of a small sedan.
He says one of the big features that gave the 2016 Honda Civic the award for overall Best Buy is its interior.
Interior is terrific. You're not going to hear the word terrific in smaller interior. It really is a revelation in small cars. We think it takes the small car category to a new level, really.
More information available at KBB.com. I'm a dealer, and this is A-News.
Morning, this is coming from Chamber Radar at 3 offices of Hunter Chamber of Commerce. We're hunting your day by the low traffic and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it is 44 degrees right now. It's overcast skies. There is some precipitation in the air. We're going to 90% chance today. Today is first day of winter. And a steady rain this morning. Showers continuing this afternoon.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump may be defending his use of a vulgar term to describe Hillary Clinton's loss in the 2008 presidential race, but GOP rival Jeb Bush isn't.
Trump is not going to be president because he says these things. It turns people off. I mean, for crying out loud, we're 2 days before Christmas.
The former Florida governor was campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday when he was asked about Trump's off-color comment. Last-minute shopping interferences could hit the nation's largest mall today. A judge has granted the Mall of America's request for a restraining order against the leaders of Black Lives Matter Minneapolis with a catch. The ban only applies to organizers of a protest scheduled for today. The Washington Post is pulling a political cartoon aimed at Texas Senator Ted Cruz and his children. The sketch was captioned, quote, "Ted Cruz uses his kids as political props," and depicted the Republican presidential candidate's young daughters as monkeys. The cartoon was in response to Cruz featuring his kids in a political ad that ran last weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And good morning, and welcome to Modern Design, our Christmas edition. This is going to be our last show of the year, and want to make sure that we talk about all things Christmas and last-minute tips and ideas to make your home and your table look absolutely beautiful for the upcoming Christmas holiday. Why don't we start by taking a look at the weather, which is currently 52 degrees and very foggy, actually, right now this morning. There's a 100% chance of heavy rain and dense fog today with a high of 59 degrees. Probably that's why there's so much fog, because it's so warm out. Tonight, there's heavy rain scheduled between 50 and 100%. Patchy fog and then chance of showers with a low of 57. That's evening tonight, guys. That's pretty warm. Tomorrow, we're going to have record high temperatures with showers likely and a high of 73 degrees. Thursday night, Christmas Eve, there'll be a 30% chance of showers with a low of 52. And on Christmas Day, we're going to have partly sunny skies with a high of 64 degrees. Looks like it's going to be quite a nice day. On Christmas evening, there's a 30% chance of showers with a low of 44. On Saturday, Boxing Day, there's a 50% chance of showers with a high of 53. And then on Saturday evening, there's a 40% showers with a low of 47. So it looks like it's going to be warm, but it also looks like it's going to be pretty wet through the upcoming Christmas holiday. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I have the honor and privilege of hosting this show called Modern Design, which we started in January of last year. Our next show in January will be our one-year anniversary, so we have some surprises, some interesting things coming up for that show. But today is all things related to Christmas. Our phone lines are open, so if you'd like to call with any questions you have about last-minute Christmas decorating tips or anything related to Christmas, your memories and so on, our phone lines are open. It's 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. I am Rich Gaderi, and I host Modern Design and have enjoyed this first year on the air with our program. We started the first week in January of 2015, which has really flown by. I was very surprised the other day. I was going through the archives, and many of you listen to the archives more than even the live broadcast often in the evenings or on the weekends. I know I do. And it was just amazing to me when I went through the archives how many shows we've done. I do two shows every Wednesday, and a whole year has passed, so that's quite a bit of shows to listen to. And I encourage you, if you ever have nothing else to do and want to get some information, quality information, great guests, local guests, tune into our podcasts. If you click on Modern Design, you can listen to any of the shows at your convenience, and kind of an interesting thing to do. At least I think so. So today's show is our last show of the year. It's all about Christmas decorating. Have you procrastinated? Were you waiting to do your Christmas decorating and now it's around the corner? You know, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. As I was leaving the house this morning, I noticed at the end of my driveway, I have, because I have deer, because I'm in Hunterdon County in Tewksbury Township, I have two gates at the end, at the beginning of my driveway, my property, and I had them designed in such a way that I had platforms that I could put pots on so I could actually have some color throughout the year. Otherwise, the deer kind of chomp on everything that I have. So I have two pots that are about 6 feet in the air, and then, of course, the pots themselves add some height to that. So I did do some greens. One of the suggestions that I suggest to many of the listeners here is something that can cost you absolutely no money, and that is when the winter comes, take evergreens on your property, probably not on somebody else's, one of your neighbor's property, but on your property. Take some evergreens and cut them. It's a good time of the year to do that anyway. So cut those evergreens and stick them in your pots after your mums are gone, and before it freezes. And we're very lucky this year because we haven't had that real freezing weather yet. And stick in, as I did, all different kinds of pine. The more different kinds you have, that's terrific. If you want to get some boxwood or whatever you have for greens, cut them and then stick them in so the pot is completely saturated with different greens. What a beautiful look that is. Cost you nothing. And then what happens is through the winter months, even after the holiday, you have something in your winter pots that look very nice. And then when the spring comes, you can pull them out and so on. But it's a great look, and it's the only thing that you're going to really be able to do visually for the winter months in the Northeast. So I suggest you do that. Well, when I did mine a couple of weeks ago, I added some beautiful seasonal, what's called a winter berry, which grows in my area, not on my property, but in an open field. And I got some winter berries. So you had the winter berries and all the different greens. And it's such a terrific look. But I noticed, I said, you know, maybe I need some height to these. Maybe I'm going to go out and get some branches or something and put them in top. So even I can improve upon my Christmas decorations at almost the 11th hour. So don't be ashamed. Maybe you didn't get to do everything. Maybe your tree's up, but it's not decorated. Get it done before the holiday. You have another day. Come home tonight. Maybe have a glass of wine. Not two, but one glass of wine to relax you a little bit. And finish the tree in those late things tonight, so that when Christmas Eve comes tomorrow morning, you'll be all set and ready to go. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was, again, the outside and inexpensive and things you can do last minute and find actually last minute. And that's another point about Christmas. Procrastinators do sometimes have an advantage. That is, in the 11th hour, what's ever left, if there's something you've been looking for, is in a terrific sale mode. One of the things that I like to add to the outside of my house, I'm very big on fresh greens. I love the look of fresh greens on the outside. So about 2 weeks ago, I did all my pots. You can't do your pots with the greens too early because they can dry out, actually, if the weather is warm. And, of course, the weather has been warm. So I went to everywhere there was a flower pot that's in my house, the front entrance, the side entrance, the patio area, and I filled it with pine, which actually cost me nothing. And here's a tip for you in regards to the pine. Let's say you don't have you're in a townhouse or something, and you don't have the ability to get those pines. You can go to any place where they sell Christmas trees. And typically what they do is they have a bin, because when you buy a Christmas tree, they always cut off the bottom part and the bottom branches. So they don't throw those away. They usually put them in some sort of a big bin, if you will. And what you can do is, even if you don't buy your Christmas tree there, is you say, can I have your scraps? So you go and you make sure that you line your trunk with some plastic, because you'll have pine needles for the rest of your life. But then you go and you take the cut pine and you get as many different varieties as you can, because it makes it look visually more interesting if you do. And you load your trunk up with them, or the back of your SUV with them, and you do all your pots. So now your pots, whether it be on a terrace or just at your front entrance, they're all full of beautiful greens, which look great for the season, but also just look nice for the winter. You can pull out, if you put out any red berries or anything after the New Year's, after the 6th actually, if you want to take them out and just have the greens in there, that's a great look. But you could throw some holly in there. I saw on Saturday night, one of my neighbors has holly, and she has a variety of holly where the berries are yellow. And she did her window pots, if you will, the window boxes, I should say, and put seasonal greens out, and then yellow holly. Wow, did that look amazing. It was really beautiful. As it dries, it comes across more as like a gold tone, and it was very festive with a little ribbon on it. So it doesn't take a lot of money. Sometimes it doesn't take any money, but it just takes some ingenuity to do things. So get those cuttings. It's going to cost you nothing to do, either on your property or, you know, at any of these places that sell Christmas trees, and fill those pots up. That's a good first thing to do. The second thing I was going to suggest is, if you go to any place that sell floral things and live greens, now that we're down to the 11th hour, things are much, much, much less expensive. There's something that's called a kissing bowl, if you will, that come out around Christmas time. It's greens, sometimes it's boxwood, sometimes it's an evergreen, and they're shaped very round, like a large round ball, and they're decorated, and they're usually hung with ribbon, and you'd put them on outside of your house. And it's sort of a Christmas tradition. Now, everywhere I go, those are $30, whether you go to a florist, whether you go to Home Depot. If you see them out, they're kind of pretty, and they're a little bit special looking, especially if you have a porch. You'd put it on maybe one of the posts on your porch. They're $30. Well, this weekend, they're all been reduced from $30 to $9.99. So sometimes last minute really does pay off, and there's plenty of them out there this year. Is maybe just go out and get something that you weren't able to spend the money on, the $30, and for under $10, you can get something like that. Pine roping, if there's any pine roping left, and I noticed in a lot of the nurseries and garden centers, there is a lot of pine roping left. So go out and get some pine roping and put it around your door. Nothing looks prettier than a wreath on a door and then pine roping around the framework of the door. Not too late to get that. You can put some ribbon around it. Work with what you have. If you don't have any ribbon, just get some pine cones and a little bit of floral wire and attach them to that. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. Lights go a long way. Now, I'm not a big fan of lots of Christmas lights. To me, the best look you can have, particularly for a colonial home, but for any home, is a wreath on the door, maybe some pine roping or mixed roping around the door frame, a single candle in every window, and a spotlight. To me, that's beautiful. If you want to do a little bit of lights, that's great. But most people, I just don't think, get it right. Either the lights are thrown all over the place, kind of willy-nilly, or they mix lights. Please, people, don't mix your lights. Don't do an LED set of lights and then an incandescent set of lights and then a blinking set of lights. And I have to tell you, one of the things that I do, because this is what I do for a living, is I'll take a ride at night and I'll go through neighborhoods and I'll say, this looks really good. Let me talk about this on the show, or, you know, oh, this doesn't work. One of the things that's really a no-no when you're decorating for Christmas in your outside is mixing your lights. when you go to do outside, if you particularly if you have children, because I think that's kind of festive for them if there's lights outside, and they often are involved in the process. I remember back in the 70s when I was a young child, going out with my father, and back then the lights were only one kind. They were huge. There were these huge outdoor lights, and they were colored. And they were very big. And I still see there's sort of a retro look with that coming back now. And they got very, very hot. And I remember going around the house with my father and putting the big, giant colored lights in the bushes. But there was so much fun to that. So I do think if you have children, you should do lights. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. But don't mix your lights. If you're going to do lights and you want to do colored lights, how about trying something different? Instead of doing multicolor lights, why don't you do one color light? That's a color. For example, if any of you have a chance during the Christmas season, get up to Lahaska, Pennsylvania, to Peddler's Village. They do a wonderful job. I haven't gone yet this year, but I will go between Christmas and New Year's. They do a wonderful job of lighting all their trees on their acreage there. They do every single tree a different color, but they do it a solid color of lights. So you'll see one beautiful evergreen that's red, and then you'll see another evergreen next to it that's gold, and then you'll see another evergreen next to it that's sort of a pinky color, and then you'll see another evergreen next to it that's sort of a bluey silver color, and this goes on and on and on. And the variety of them, but solid color colored lights are absolutely beautiful. I do see this catching on to a degree. In fact, one of my neighbors did that. They lit three evergreens on their property. They did one in all red lights, one in all green lights, and one in all gold lights. And I have to tell you, it really looks pretty. It's very festive. They have children, so I'm sure that's very enjoyable for them to look at. But instead of having those multi-colored lights, try something different. Bring some color to your property, but do solid color lights. And not necessarily that they don't have to be white, but that's something that you can do that's very pretty, very inexpensive. They're selling them for, maybe under $3. They have them in Lowe's, Home Depot, Target, and that's kind of a fun thing to do to try something different. I'm not a big fan of the icicle lights either. During the nighttime, they can look nice, but that during the day, those wires hanging, not a big fan of that. So colored lights, try that. And I think that's something that you might really enjoy. All right, so we're about to go to commercial and news, and we will be back with more of Modern Design, our Christmas edition, last-minute tips for you for your home.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. A mall employee remains hospitalized after being shot at a crowded suburban New York shopping mall. It all happened at the Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island yesterday, sending Christmas shoppers running for safety.
I heard like three sounds like that sound like gunshots.
They locked us in instead, stay put.
Just a stampede came through.
See the people running?
Or even the mall.
Nassau police say the shooter was trying to rob the Rolex counter of a watch store when a shot was fired, hitting a 67-year-old man who was outside of the store. Mall security later tackled the shooter. One of six U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan is being identified as the first openly gay woman to be killed in action. The Defense Department confirmed the death of Air Force Major Adriana Vorderbruggen in Monday's attack near Bagram Air Base. The next GOP debate could have fewer candidates on the stage. Fox Business Network released the criteria for the January 14th debate yesterday, and to qualify, White House hopefuls must be in the top six in an average of national polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
There's a new report out that says some Muslims in Jersey City did indeed celebrate the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Mark Mueller is the author of the investigative report in NJ Advance Media. He tells Fox News on the record that while Trump was correct in saying some celebrated, he also exaggerated the numbers.
We found evidence of two small celebrations that took place, one on a rooftop, one on a street, and we found no video evidence of other celebrations. I think we can pretty definitively say that Donald Trump was wrong when he says that there were thousands of people.
Mueller's report attributes retired Jersey City Police Captain Peter Gallagher, who says he cleared a rooftop celebration of 20 to 30 people at an apartment building hours after the Twin Towers came down. NASA's big mission to Mars is now on hold indefinitely. The space agency says it won't launch a new Mars lander next March because of problems with an instrument at the heart of the mission. The lander has been scheduled to touch down in September and measure the planet's interior and atmosphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
An Army sergeant is formally charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appears before a judge.
The judge explains Sergeant Bergdahl's right to be tried before a panel or a military judge. The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
That later hearing is set for January 12th. Bergdahl, who walked away from his outpost in Afghanistan in 2009, was arraigned by a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. If he's convicted of the misbehavior charge, he could be sentenced to life in prison. Bergdahl was held captive by the Taliban for 5 years before he was released as part of a controversial prisoner swap. I'm Melody Burkett.
One-third of all Americans will travel over the holidays. A new report by the American Automobile Association says over 100 million people will either hit the road or the skies over Christmas and New Year's.
And we're really attributing that to a number of factors. We look at the economy, and we're seeing continued improvement in the labor market, rising incomes. Low gas prices are a big part of that this year. We're seeing that gas prices have fallen below $2 a gallon.
Julie Hall with AAA says this is the seventh consecutive year of growth for travel during this season. AAA is calling it a record level of holiday travelers. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. Just going to go through the weather one more time because there's been a weather update. There is a dense fog advisory from now until 6 p.m. To 6 p.m. this afternoon. So be very careful if you're out there. 100% chance of rain and a high of 59 degrees. So with the warm weather, does come dense fog. So be very careful when you're driving. Tonight there's a 50 to 100% chance of heavy rain. And then on Christmas Eve, showers are likely 60%. And Thursday night, chance of showers, Christmas Eve night, about 30%. Christmas Day looks to be probably one of the best days because it's going to be partly sunny with 64 degrees. Friday will have chance of showers as well as Saturday. So please be careful if you're traveling out there today. I noticed on my way in this morning, there are many cars on the road today. People are shopping and getting their last minute things done, which is what our show is all about today. But take some extra time and put a lead time in front of you. Put a distance in front of you. You know, when there is fog, judging the distance sometimes can be quick, and then one person makes a stop and then God forbid we have a disaster on our hands. So please be careful today driving. So what we were talking about was last-minute ideas, things that you can do if you didn't get to them, your outdoor decorating in particular right now, of things that you can do last minute. The stores are stocked like I've never seen before, both with decorative items for outside and for inside. I think they keep stuff in the basement. And then for the procrastinators, a couple days before things come out of the woodwork. So it's not too late to get your shopping done. It's not too late to get your decorating done. But because we are a decorating show, let's focus on the decorating. As I said, if you didn't do lights and that's something that you want to add to the outside of your house, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, Walmart are packed with decorative items. You can really get whatever you want. And think of some of those unusual places. Think of places like Walmart. Walmart is a great resource for inexpensive Christmas items. You know, one of the things that you can do, even if you can't, you don't want to go through the trouble of having a tree, is you can get some seasonal greens, put them in a nice bowl, and then just get a pack or two of beautiful Christmas balls and put them over the top of the greens. You put that on your coffee table, on your countertop. That's a really nice look. You really don't have to, if you're at a point in your life where maybe a tree is not possible, it's a really pretty look. And places like Target and Walmart sell those big acrylic containers of Christmas balls. And one of the nice looks that they do now is they do a shiny ball and then a mat. So that's kind of a nice look too. And you can get those for just a couple of dollars. Throw them, you know, get some nice fresh green so you have the smell of the holidays. And then just get a dozen, maybe gold or red or whatever color that you like of Christmas balls, and then put them, display them, and really nice. Another thing, back to outside, is sticks. I see a lot of people using branches, painted branches. A couple things I saw that I like that I want to pass along to you that you can do if you want to this year, if you hadn't done anything, is go to any of the home improvement centers or do them yourself with just a can of spray paint. Get some branches, nice branches, and either paint them white or buy the white branches. And then put them in, you know, in a container, either in your I have sort of like a whiskey barrel, if you will. And I fill that with white branches. I went out and I was lazy and I bought mine. Just fill it with white branches. You don't have to do anything else. It's a very simple statement, but really, really festive. A couple of years ago, though, I discovered something. And many of you probably even have these on your property and don't realize it. And it's a really nice look. There's something called a wild dogwood, and wild dogwoods are really nice. They're just sort of, you would probably not notice them during the year. I have them a lot around my pool area. But something very strange happens in December to this plant. The branches of the plant go from a normal brown tone to a rich, rich crimson red. And I was doing something in the yard. I think we had fall cleanup, and I noticed I had all these beautiful red branches. So you know what? I said, I'm going to cut some, and I'm going to put them in my arrangements. They're just beautiful. And then I happened to notice that other people were doing that as well. So that's another trend, is using a red branch. Or if you go into your local florist, ask them for dogwood branches. They're really beautiful. They're a wild dogwood. They have sort of a red branch. And that's kind of a nice thing to do as well. And you can do that in your pots that you've already done. Maybe you've done your evergreens. Throw some branches over the top. Add some height to those arrangements. Another thing is pine cones. Pine cones always look good. We all have them. Many of us have them on our property, I should say. You know, decorate using pine cones. It's a great look. And you know, pine cones are not just great for Christmas time. What a nice look to do, I think, is after Christmas when there's nothing on, is put some beautiful candles, maybe white candles on your mantle, and some pine cones around that. That's a nice, pretty winter look, and that'll satiate you until the weather starts to change a little bit. So again, you don't have to spend a lot of money there, but you can do things that are very creative. Now, getting back to the lights outdoor, and then we'll start to switch on some indoor items, is again, try the colored lights. That do not buy blinking lights. That's definitely a no-no. Blinking lights, to me, unless you have a Chinese restaurant, are never a good thing. I think they take away from the look. But try the lights, the solid colored lights. Pick a color. One of the things that I did that I really like is I have a library room, and the library room has sort of a rich dark paneling. So I bought the solid color lights in the green, and all the greens in the room have green, like sort of an emerald green Christmas lights around them. They have sets and sets of them wrapped around greenery, and boy, does that look nice. And it's something that you don't see in every house, so it's kind of nice to be innovative and try something that's really different. Now, I haven't figured out a way to use this, but one of my neighbors has a live tree, and I happened to pass by their house, and they did red lights, little red lights on their Christmas tree, all just red. Boy, does that look nice. You rarely see that, and that looks really nice. So, you know, be creative. If you haven't done your tree, it's not too late to do it. If you don't want to put that on a tree, do what I did. Put it on a garland. You know, whether you get a live garland or whether you get just an inexpensive one anywhere, wrap some solid colored lights around it. Try blue. Try gold. and put that up. And it just brings something else to the table. So if you do have people, coming to visit during the holidays, and the holidays aren't just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they are that entire period of time until the 6th when we entertain, and enjoy that. Enjoy trying something different. I think it makes people feel good when people put effort into things. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was poinsettias. And poinsettias have come a long way. In years past, it was always the beautiful red poinsettia. And of course, when you do them in volume, the beauty of, I think, a poinsettia is not just the red color, is that just doing them in volume looks quite nice, if you will. The only thing that's kind of weird about poinsettias is I've been pretty lucky with keeping them. And then when June comes and I still have the poinsettia, I don't know exactly what to do with it anymore. But what they've done in the past couple of years, which I think is wonderful, they've been able to hybrid the poinsettia plants and bring them in other colors. So initially, they brought out sort of a pink color, which I love to do. If I'm going to go to someone's house, I'll bring a poinsettia, but I try not to bring red. I try to bring a different color. So pink was the first one that they sort of hybrid the white and the red, and they got the pink. I still like the white ones, which are sort of a cream color. But they've done some other shades now that I've noticed. And one of them is sort of a peach color, which I saw for the first time last year. And I have a friend has all sort of earth tones. So I brought a big peach poinsettia when I went to visit during the holidays. And it was really went over well because it was so different. Also, variegated poinsettias I'm seeing a lot, where they're sort of spotty and like different colors. That's a beautiful look that you can do as well, and looks really, really pretty. So don't necessarily stick to the red. The red is beautiful, and it's a classic and always will be, but see what's out there because there's beautiful stuff. Last year, I happened to see a blue poinsettia, and I thought, that's interesting looking. But when I really looked at it, I saw what it was is they dyed the poinsettia, so it wasn't very rich looking. But if you get sort of the ones that have been hybrid, they're really nice looking, and they also last a long time. So it's a nice gift to bring to somebody's house, the gift of beauty. So we talked about poinsettias. We've talked about branches. We talked about using Christmas balls as a decoration. And I will say this. I was always a snob when it came to Christmas balls being glass. But having dropped a few this season and how well they've done with making the quality of acrylic ones now, I'm more of a fan of them these days. So nothing like on a Christmas tree to have glass ornaments, no question about it. But if you're doing anything with young children, or if you're doing anything outside, sometimes people like to do something outside with decorations. Please don't do the glass outside. Please go with the acrylic. It really makes a big difference. I'm not a big fan of using Christmas balls outside, but if you are going to try that or do something, definitely do the acrylic ones. And I'm seeing, I saw a lot of them this year as well. I saw people taking the ones that are very large, the large Christmas balls, and then sort of hanging them on like a fishing line type of thing down. And that was another decorating thing I saw. It was on a porch in a house, and they used silver and gold, and they hung them with ribbons. And I thought that was a very pretty look and not necessarily something that you see all the time. So, when we're off this season, and it could be after Christmas Day, take a ride at night, go to a neighborhood, go through your neighborhood or another neighborhood and see how people are decorating. I want to transition now a little bit to inside your house and things that you can do to set your holiday table and make your house look as good as it can for Christmas. If you haven't done it yet, again, we have all tonight to do. Have your glass of wine first or chocolate milk or whatever it is that you drink and do it. Don't say it's too late. Get something done out there. It's not too late to get it done. I'm often told in years past that most people didn't decorate until Christmas Eve. In fact, I was at a holiday party over the weekend, and a woman was telling me that what would happen is that she would go to bed, and her siblings would go to bed, and they'd wake up, and not only would there be gifts under the tree, there would be the tree for the first time because the tree got put up after they went to bed. And that was sort of the standard back in the day. And so it's only now that we're decorating earlier and earlier and earlier, it seems. You go to the stores in the first week in October, you have Christmas decorations, or sometimes even earlier than that. But so it's not too late to decorate for inside. So let's talk about a couple things about your holiday table. Things that you can do that are festive and a little bit different, whether it be entertaining for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or any day during the period until the 6th of January. A couple things that I've tried that I like to do is, and I like to decorate spaces besides just the table. If you happen in your kitchen to have maybe a hutch or in your dining room to have a sideboard, don't forget about those spaces. And one of the things that I've seen this year, and sort of is a trend in design, is using natural elements to decorate. As I said, things like pine cones are beautiful. Things like, and you know, things that are just common household things, sometimes in combination with a candle is terrific. One of the things that I did for Thanksgiving this year that I'm going to sort of keep on my sideboard is I took some white, big, chunky candles, pillar candles, and I put them in a hurricane jar. And then in the base of the hurricane jar, I used hazelnuts, tons of hazelnuts at the base. That was a very festive fall look. So when Christmas just came around, I decided to take the hazelnuts out of them and I put in small Christmas balls and put that in the base with the pillar candle and put them on my my sideboard. And that's a really nice festive thing you can do. But in reality, you could decorate with, believe it or not, in a base with nuts. I've seen it in, I saw it in a magazine where there was a sideboard and they took white poinsettias and they put them on either side of them, small white poinsettias. And then they had the pillar candle on either side with just nuts, nuts around the base, just almond, you know, in the shell, almonds and different types of nuts. And it actually has kind of a Christmas look to it. It's a little bit different. Another thing that you can do to decorate with, and I did do this for a home that I was working on during the season, is they had a foyer table in the entrance of their home. They had rather a wide foyer, and I filled it with candy, all different types of sugary candies for decoration. Of course, you can certainly eat them, but also different type. I took vessel jars, if you will, temple jars, jars that were footed, all glass, all different types. And I filled them with things like gumdrops and little different types of candies and mints of all different colors. And I sort of tiered them on this table with the largest one in the center. And that was a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. I added lots of fresh greens around them and nestled them in the greens, but that was a nice thing that you could do to decorate using just sugared candies. One of them had just orange slices in them. One of them had those sort of peppermint candies, the red and white starlight mints. And each vessel had its own thing where it was a solid look of the candies. And then having them being different sizes on a foyer table with the greens around them were just absolutely beautiful. Really nice to do. All right, we're about to take some commercials and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design, our last minute Christmas tips.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design, our Christmas, last-minute Christmas edition, things that you can do for decorating, for presents, for getting your place together if we've gotten a little bit lax and, oh my God, tomorrow's Christmas Eve and we're not ready, things that you can do. Another thing you could do if you haven't had all your shopping done is take a look at Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We have wonderful and unusual gift items. In particular, I have three local Hunterdon County artists that I display their work, and they have beautiful, beautiful artwork. Nothing is nicer, I think, than a gift of original artwork, as well as gift accessories, candles, and unusual gift items. We are open through Christmas Eve until 6 o'clock if you'd like to come into our shop. The phone number for Maven Hill is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Come and get your last minute gift item. Okay, so talking about things that you can do inside your house, if you hadn't done any decorating or shopping and you've gotten a little bit lazy, I'm going to throw something very unusual to you. How about run into the supermarket for decorating? That's right. One of the things that I do in a lot of houses, and this is sort of a colonial thing, but it can adapt to any environment, is using seasonal fruit for holiday decorating. Let's say you decided you want to have some color in the house, but you're not going to put up a tree and you want to do something just to make it look festive. Well, believe it or not, go to the produce department of your supermarket and buy some beautiful, colorful, seasonal fruit. One of the best thing to buy is oranges. Oranges have the look of Christmas. I don't exactly know why that is, but if you take a bag of beautiful oranges, you get the oranges home and you get some cloves and you put the cloves in the oranges. You do them like sort of a crisscross shape, so they're very pretty. Put them in a beautiful bowl and with some nice some evergreens around them, put them out. They're going to be absolutely gorgeous. Another thing you can do with oranges is get your cake plates out. If you have any sort of tiered cake stands, if you will, fill them with the oranges, especially if you have different sizes. Put them on a sideboard, put them on your kitchen counter. Just simple oranges are absolutely beautiful and kind of give the look of Christmas time. Another seasonal fruit to do is apples. Apples, that red, shiny, beautiful waxed apple, terrific thing to use. Put them in a beautiful bowl. A clear glass bowl is probably the best, with some pine. They look absolutely beautiful. Stacking apples in any sort of container that's clear has a very Christmas holiday look. Great idea. Even just taking a beautiful plate, put a pineapple in the center, some oranges, some apples, and just some greens, and just have that out displayed. A very pretty look for holiday. It doesn't really sound it, but when you put it together, you're going to say, well, that's really looks Christmas-like. The same thing with the nuts. If you go back, get the nuts in a shell and you roast them, not only does the roasting have a nice smell in the house when it's happening, but you put the nuts in a container, in a beautiful glass container, and put some votive candles in there. Really, really pretty. Unusual. Another thing that you can do without in the supermarket without spending a lot of money is bags of cranberries. If you go to the produce aisle, you'll see bags of fresh cranberries. I do this every year in my kitchen on my kitchen table. I'll get two clear glass hurricane vases. They're not really big ones. And I put a bag in each one of cranberries, fresh cranberries. Stick a white or a vanilla colored candle in them. I wouldn't light them. And then have them on the table through the season. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And cost almost nothing and really looks festive and seasonal. So, you know, look to unusual sources. Ribbon always looks terrific. Things hung with ribbon. Ribbon that you already have. You don't even have to go out and buy ribbon. Take anything that you have and put some greens and some ribbon or some pine cones, and it could look very, very festive. So let's talk about your holiday table, whether you're celebrating. Some people celebrate the Christmas Eve holiday as the big table. I know in the Italian community, the seven fishes are a big deal. But many cultures celebrate Christmas Eve, which will be tomorrow. as their main holiday with you with the big meal. And one of the things that we want to do is try to make the table sparkle. I always think that a little bit of metallic at Christmas time or holiday time is a very nice thing to do. So one of the things that you can do to your table to make it look very festive is to add some charger plates. And that is the sort of decorative plate that goes underneath your dishes for the holidays. So typically, years ago when they first came out, you saw them mostly in gold. But now you see them in every color. I've seen them in beautiful silver. I've seen them in red. I've seen them in all sorts of shimmery metallic colors. And they used to be metal, but now you see them mostly in plastic. But they're quite nice looking. And I know there's plenty of them in Target and Walmart and all the stores that you go into, and they're heavily stocked. Christmas Tree Shop had tons of them. So when you're setting your holiday table, maybe you just have plain white china and so on, and you want it to look a little bit more festive for the holiday table, go get a charger plate. Typically, they're a few bucks a piece. Say you're having 10 people for dinner. You have some nice white china, if you will. Go and throw a charger plate underneath that. What's nice about that is as the course is pass and the dishes come off the table, that stays on the table. You know, do them in red, do them in beautiful, elegant emerald green, do them in silver, and you really can make that look quite nice. Also, when you're working on arrangements on your table for the Christmas dinner, go low with your arrangements. If you have a long table, go ahead and do them, you know, very low. And I like to string things along the center of my table. So I would start with something very organic. If you have the table set, nice white tablecloth or a red tablecloth or perhaps a gold tablecloth. Down the center, leave a space with first to set some low, small vases, either for flowers or for candles. And then just take some beautiful pine cones of different sizes and then string them across the center of the table. You can add greens under that. You can add ribbon around that. Make it very casual and comfortable. And then just add some small flower arrangements. They don't necessarily have to be red. They can be whatever your dining room is. If your dining room is a teal color, use teal color flowers with silver. You know, depending upon what your taste is, what your dining room looks like, do something that complements the room so it's very festive and decorative together. Again, poinsettias are great. I don't necessarily like poinsettias on the table because I think they're too tall. But for a sideboard, stack some poinsettias together. Maybe some unusual ones. Try that. Maybe peach color if you can find it. Or beautiful white ones. And they're wonderful. Again, the acrylic Christmas balls are very beautiful and very festive. You can certainly just do some candles and low arrangements, but put some of those acrylic. You don't want glass on the table in the center because, God forbid, something will happen. But put those sort of scattered around or in between your arrangements and make it quite festive. Napkins are always a way to bring color to a holiday table, and they're a very inexpensive thing to do. So get out your good colored napkins. And that's another thing is if you do have fine china, the next couple of days are the days to use it. Break out your china. I know it's a little bit of a pain because some of them don't go in the dishwasher, but it's a special holiday. Bring them to the holiday table. It makes it feel very special. Beautiful napkins are always a great thing to do. And here's another tip that I've learned. If you don't have enough of the same type of napkin for your holiday table, just take some ribbon. Pick one color ribbon. You could do different colors, but you have everyone tied with a ribbon, and that's another way to make your table look special and very elegant. Well, it seems that we've come to the end of the hour, and I just want to wish everybody out there a wonderful and safe holiday and a wonderful Happy New Year. And when I join you again, it'll be the first Wednesday in January, and we'll be having our 1 year anniversary of Modern Design. So I wish you all the best, be safe and healthy, and we'll see you next year on Modern Design. Thanks, everybody, and happy holidays.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. A mall employee remains hospitalized after being shot at a crowded suburban New York shopping mall. It all happened at the Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island yesterday, sending Christmas shoppers running for safety.
I heard like three sounds.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Close your business and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A large